What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 443. In this episode, I'll discuss what dose of steroids can prevent post-extubation stridor. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode443. Corticosteroid administration before elective extubation has been used to prevent post-extubation stridor and need for reintubation. Multiple steroid regimens have been studied to prevent post-extubation stridor and reintubation, but no one regimen has been proven superior. Three examples of a steroid regimen are dexamethasone, 5 milligrams IV every 6 hours times 4 doses the day prior to extubation, or methylprednisolone, 20 milligrams IV Q4 hours times 4 doses prior to extubation, and methylprednisolone, 40 milligrams IV once 4 hours prior to extubation. The authors of a recent meta-analysis concluded administration of prophylactic corticosteroids before elective extubation was associated with significant reductions in the incidence of post-extubation airway events and reintubation with few adverse events. It's reasonable to select patients at high risk for airway obstruction who may benefit from prophylactic corticosteroids. The risk ratio in this meta-analysis for post-extubation airway events and reintubation with steroid use was 0.42. You can get my 6 tips for pharmacists responding to codes and medical emergencies in my free download area at pharmacyjoe.com/free. It's download number 16 on the list. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.